In Tattva Darshan, June 2010, creation. Narada Muni once asked Lord Brahma, what is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam? How did creation take place? Who created this world and who controlled it? Obviously, creation has not occurred by chance. Does anyone have experience that anything which is well organized and systematic has organized itself by chance? Scientists do not leave the construction of their homes to chance, nor their cooking, nor their salaries. No one trusts random selection, chance, to be an effective organizational system. If the effect that we see is structured and organized, the cause must also possess the characteristics of structure and organization, for the effect follows the cause. The supreme cause has designed and created this universe. Is it logical to conclude that the effect, this material universe, contains more than its cause, God? If one man gave another man money and was the source of the second man's wealth, it is understood that the second man's wealth, which is the effect, does not contain more than the first man's gift, the cause. The laws that organize this universe are strict. Without exception, for one who has taken birth, death is sure. Every living being must eventually die. This is a law. Another law, trees will always grow toward the sun rays, and water will always flow downwards. These are natural laws, and they are universally enforced. This means that the enforcer of these laws of the universe must be powerful. But not only are the laws of the universe strictly enforced, but the universe itself requires complex orchestration. Just see the design and the intelligence and the systematic structure of the universe. The seasons change regularly. The wind blows and the water, first evaporated, is transported through the sky and clouds and comes back as rain to the earth. We eat food and it is digested, turned into blood, and the blood circulates. Air enters the lungs, and diseases are warded off and destroyed automatically by the body to maintain its life. Who can count the unlimited number of often complex, contradictory, and independent laws that must be interwoven to maintain efficiency and function in the world? Could all of this have been achieved without the help of an inconceivably great intelligence? Having at least two characteristics, power and intelligence, the Creator cannot be impersonal, because impersonal means that something is devoid of qualities and characteristics. So therefore, Narada asks the question, who has masterminded this incredible creation? This is the argument for the existence of God based on the design theory. The universe is not a chance. It didn't come about by chance. Big Bang theory. Structure comes from structure, organization comes from organization. There are laws, there's a lawmaker, there's power, there's a powerful. In a corner of the spiritual sky of Brahmajyoti, a spiritual cloud sometimes appears, and the covered portion is called Mahatattva. Lord Mahavishnu lies down within the water of that Mahatattva, and that water is called Karana Jal, causal ocean. As the Lord sleeps on that water of the causal ocean, innumerable universes are created simply by his breathing. And these universes are all floating, scattered all over the causal ocean. Mahavishnu, who is also known as Karana, or the cause, Karana Dakshayi Vishnu, Karana Udak Ashayi. Shayi means sleeping, Udak means water, and Karana means cause. Mahavishnu, or Karana Dakshayi Vishnu, lies on the waters of the causal ocean and generates seedling universes with each breath. These universes remain floating on the water until the Lord Vishnu inhales. Next, while lying within the pradhan causal ocean, Karnadakshayi Mahavishnu glances across at the pradhan, which begins to transform. It then becomes known as the Mahatattva. Due to the agitation of Vishnu's glance, which is mixed with time factor, the living entities in karma, false ego is produced and manifests within each of the different modes. False ego and goodness, false ego and passion, and false ego and ignorance. Gradually those forms of false ego transform further. The evolution of the universe continues by the potencies of Mahavishnu. Matter evolves through his creative actions, through his Kriya Shakti, and the intelligence that guides materialistic activities is executed through his Gyan Shakti. From false ego in the mode of ignorance, sky or ether is generated along with the sense object sound. The air element is generated from sky along with its quality of touch. From air comes fire along with the sense object shape. And water is generated from fire along with taste. From water comes the element earth and a sense object fragrance. Each element contains within it all the sense objects previously generated. False ego in the mode of goodness generates mind along with the demigods who control the directions. False ego and passion generates intelligence, pran, life force, the pancha gyan indriya, five knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin, and the five karmendriya, working senses, voice, hands, legs, genitals, and anus. Within the scheme of universal creation, under the direction and through the energy of the Supersoul, these newly created parts are soon assembled into bodies according to what is deserved and appropriate for each conditioned soul. In an automobile factory, under the direction of a chief engineer, parts are designed, created, and assembled. After assembling them into the car, they are awaiting their new owners. According to their ability to pay the cost, customers can then purchase a particular car they desire and enjoy whatever luxuries that car may contain. Similarly, according to what a living entity or jivatma deserves and desires, bodies are assembled for specific souls under the supervision of Maya. Lord himself is the primary cause, and his energies like Maya are the secondary cause of all aspects of the universal creation. Pradhan means the first or primal. It is a although it's not Brahman, it is a purely spiritual substance, and it is the primal, most subtle form of matter. Matter is called Prakriti, which is created after Pradhan, or the unmanifested material nature arising from the Lord's potency. Aside from the three modes of nature, Pradhan also contains the unmanifested 24 elements necessary for creation. The 25th element, or the mixing element, is time. It is the time factor that causes all the other elements to combine. The Lord, in His form as Mahavishnu, interacts indirectly with Pradhan. With His glance, He impregnates the material nature with countless souls, all desiring to live separately from the Lord. The transcendental molecules of Lord Mahavishnu's glance are particles of spirit, or spiritual atoms, which appear in different species of life according to the seeds of their individual karma from the previous cosmic manifestation. This Sudarshan chakra, or the Hari chakra of the Lord, is compared to unstoppable time. It's the disc. This chakra represents the wheel of time. And this time factor, of course, is there from the beginning of creation, which mixes all the other elements. Time expands from the beginning of the atoms up to the time of Brahma's death, and time controls all activities. Once the Pradhan is impregnated, it becomes a conscious, golden, and effulgent Hiranmayam, containing the sum total of cosmic intelligence. Is now known as Mahatattva, and that which was unmanifest in Pradhan begins to manifest. When false ego combines with goodness, it generates the demigods, who are controllers of the material world. And in the beginning of creation, they saw that the created elements were stagnant and unsynthesized, and that the evolution of the universe had stopped. At this point in the creation, the demigods are inspired to perform their entrusted creative services, but they can't do it. They need direction from their master, so they seek his shelter. The demigods are also amongst the conditioned souls who have developed pure consciousness of service to the Lord, but at the same time they have a desire to lord it over material energy. Such mixed consciousness puts the conditioned soul in a position of managing affairs of this creation. The demigods are entrusted leaders of the conditioned souls. As some of the old prisoners in government jails are entrusted with some responsible work of prison management, demigods are improved conditioned souls acting as representatives of the Lord in the material creation. Such demigods are Vishnu Bhaktas in the material world, and when they are free from material desire to lord over the material energy, they will become pure devotees, and then finally have no desire but to serve the Lord. Now how the jivas enter into the whole picture. When the material world at the dissolution, when it's destroyed, the individual souls, as well as their dormant material desires, enter into Mahavishnu. When the material world is again created, these souls become attracted to the transformations of matter. Their material desires are aroused, and again they take birth in material bodies. They actually remain for 1,000 yuga cycles inside the body of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Living entities under the influence of time prepare to emerge and again begin fruitively motivated action. When the Lord was lying down in the Garbhadak ocean, the subtle form containing all the living entities' karma suddenly pierced his abdomen. By his supreme will, that energy took on the shape of a lotus stem and gradually grew into a bud. The lotus, which was the Virat Rup, the Lord's gigantic, subtle, universal form, had been amalgamated in the Lord at the time of the previous universal dissolution. As it grew, it illuminated everything and dried up the vast waters, flood waters of devastation. The Lord then expanded himself as Shiradakshay Vishnu, the supersoul of all living entities, and entered into that lotus. It was on that lotus that Lord Brahma took birth. Brahma followed the Lord's instructions and situated himself in penance and meditation. After 100 celestial years, his lotus and Brahma began to rock violently from the waters of devastation and furious wind. But Brahma was wise and powerful from his devotional austerities. He was empowered by the Lord, so he quickly drank up all that water and wind. Then he could see that that lotus in which he was seated was spread throughout the universe. And within the lotus he saw all the planets and living entities in seedling form, for the Lord had generated them previously. Brahma then entered the lotus and began his service by disseminating those same seedlings throughout the universe. This is some small description of the vast complexities of creation. The main point is, we're here, somehow or other. We took on this body. Now we should act in such a way that there's no more new material bodies. We enter the spiritual sky to live forever in our citadeya, our spiritual body, engaged and enraptured in the eternal loving service of Radha Govinda Yugal.